I don't use that with business.
You say there were three dogs and they, I chased two of them away, but the other one just kept coming.
Coming toward me.
What expression do you use to mean accidentally meeting somebody on the street? You say, I did what?
Well, the first thing, you just offhand, you say, you know who I ran into the other day?
That's the sort of thing I was wondering. Ran into, ran across, or... Well...
And somebody will say, well, did you hurt him? I want to get funny.
Well, we, if you name the child the same name as his father, you say, we named him how in relation to his father?
Named him after his father.
What do you call a, what term do you use for a dog that's of no particular breed, no account?
Just a cur.
Do you use any other?
Mongrel.
Do you ever hear the word around here, the word feist?
Uh-uh.
That's, I think that only occurs further south.
In referring to a mongrel dog?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Some places it means not necessarily a mongrel, but a little dog is kind of mean.
He's feisty, yeah, he's feisty.
You
anything or anybody, any person, the word feisty, yeah, I thought you meant in referring to not a purebred dog, a mongrel.
Well, in some places it does.
But when it's mean, to me, that implies being mean.
Well, now
kind of pesky.
Yeah. Well, now, you'd use the adjective feisty.
Yeah.
But would you use the noun feist?
Never have heard it that way. But
that's another old one that I think is disappearing.
Yeah.
And it probably has never been used around here. Well, what about, a dog bites you and tears your pants, say, and somebody says, what happened to you? You say, I was what?
Well, I was bitten by a dog, or a dog bit me.
Do you ever hear anybody say, or do you ever say yourself, I was dog bit? Does that sound...
I have heard it, but I don't use it, and you don't hear people around here using it, no.
Well, would you pronounce the name of the male cow?
Bull.
The female, pronounce that again.
Cow.
And the small, the young one.
Calf.
And what about the plural of calf?
Calves.
Then the animal that you ride on.
Horse.
And somebody says, can you ride a horse? And you say, no, I've never
ridden horseback.
Then if a person is on the horse 1 minute and he's on the ground the next, he did what? He fell
off the horse.
And the shoes of a horse, would you pronounce it?
Horse shoes.
Then the horse's foot is a
hoof.
And the plural of that.
Hooves.
And the stuff that you get from a sheep to make cloth from.
Wool.
Are you familiar with the various terms for the different, for the male, female, sheep? So on?
Well, the ram and the ewe.
You know, the funny thing is that among the older people in the rural areas, it still happens sometimes that they don't use the real name for the male animal in front of women.
I've noticed that too.